Good evening. Welcome to the Late Night Show. Our special guest tonight is the American anthropologist, Dr. Jane Smith. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
Dr. Smith, let's get right into it. What's beauty?
Well, beauty is the quality in a person or thing that gives pleasure to our senses, to our minds, or to our spirits.
So, beauty is universal?
No, I believe that beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
What do you mean?
Well, different regions around the world have different perceptions of what beauty is. What is beautiful to us in the US may not be accepted as beauty in South Africa. What is considered beauty in India may not be considered to be beautiful in Japan.
So, you're saying that the notion of beauty varies from place to place.
That's right. For example, in China, the attractive woman is someone slim with pale skin. Interestingly enough, pale skin was also recognized as a feature of attractive women in past historical periods, as in the Victorian era.
I see.
In many parts of Africa, on the other hand, women with large breasts and big hips are desirable because this is associated with abundance and fertility.
Dr. Smith, I've heard that plastic surgery in Iran is very popular. Is that true?
Yes. In Iran, women love small noses, so they go to plastic surgery to reduce the size of their noses. In India, on the other hand, long nose, long hair, and big eyes are considered to be beautiful.
That's very interesting. But these different perceptions of beauty are not present on Miss Universe contests, for example, are they?
No, they aren't. In beauty contests, all girls are slim, tan, and tall. And do you know why?
No.
These contests have set up certain criteria for the participants to enter, and they're based on
Hollywood's perception of beauty.
That's right. Hollywood affects our society's perception of beauty.
Well, Dr. Smith, we could go on and on forever on this topic, but unfortunately, we have to end the show. Thank you very much for being here with us tonight.
Thank you.
That's all for tonight, folks. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time and station.